say this shmooze is betzim a matana. It's supposed to be Rav Kreiser's turn this week to say, but Rav Kreiser's in Eretz Yisrael, so it's, I got a matana chance to share something with you. Rav Ashir mentioned yesterday the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says that there's the simonius which you find in the parsha by Hibin Tzara'an before and afterwards, the inverted nuns. So the place in the world, what it indicates, the woman Dharma says that there really are seven chatzav abadah shiva. There are really seven amudim to the world. There's seven sifrei Torah, seven svarim in a sefer Torah. There's not really five svarim. There's seven svarim, beginning of B'midbar, this parsha, and afterwards. So Shir spoke about what exactly that parsha represents. I want to talk about the division between what was before and what was after. If you look at the flow of the Svarim, so Shmos is the Sefer Geula, it's referred to as Sefer Geula, and that's finished with the Binyan of the Mishkan and the Shekhinah coming to be Shur and Klal Yisrael. That's the end of Shmos. Vayikra is, what do you do in the Mishkan? You bring Kribonis, the different halachas of Tumah and Tahara, the Moedim, which from Yisiv and the Sukkim, that Moedim, the century. Central role that Kribonis play in the Moedim, and that's Sefer Vayikra, which Chazal referred to as Taras Kahanim, the laws of the Kahanim and the Beis Hamikdash. The first, in Bemidbar, you have the Kviyas of the Minyan HaShvatim and the Kviyas of the Golem, and the preparation for Klal Yisrael to be able to travel. And that's Bemidbar, that's Nosoi, and that's Bahal Oyscha. Klal Yisrael is now ready to travel. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yisrael, at this point, Klal Yisrael loses their title of being Yotzei Mitzrayim, and they become Boyei Oretz. So Klal Yisrael has made a tremendous change. Klal Yisrael is set by Har Sinai for, like Rashi points out, for a full year minus 10 days. They were there by Har Sinai. That was the culmination of Nesinas HaTorah. There's a combination of the Shekhinah being in Klal Yisrael, the Yetzias Mitzrayim to Mount and Torah, to the Shekhinah being in Klal Yisrael, and what you do in that place, etc. And now Klal Yisrael, before they leave, they have to address what it means to be able to leave, and then they leave. Vahim and Tzara, remember Moshe, now they're leaving. They are no longer Yetzias Mitzrayim. They are now Boyei Oretz. They're on the way to Eretz Yisrael. Right, so that we're going to the place that Kadosh Baruch Hu said to go to. It's going to be 3 days. We're on our way. It's done with. Tells Yisrael, it's a matter of moments. We're in Eretz Yisrael. Something happens. So that, you know, from many a slip from the cup to the lip. Somewhere, look, you know, it's like a done deal. 3 days, we're on our way to Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be done, miraculous, there's no miraglim, there's no fights, there's no nothing, nobody will stand in front of our way, we're in Eretz Yisrael, it's like, it's you know, it's partial, like, you know, it's about, it's we're there, you know, you can bank on it. And then we have 40 years in the Midbar. We have the Mishnah in him, and then there's Safsuf, and then there's, you know, then there's the complaining about the Mon, complaining about, and they went Bosser, and then there's, then they complain about, then Moshe and Aaron talk about Miriam, and then Miriam and Aaron talk about Moshe, and then there's Meraklim, and then there's Mapilim, and then there's, you know, it's like something happened. What went wrong? We're in this new book, okay? We'll give you the modern. The guy, he's brought up. You know, he goes to yeshiva. He sits in yeshiva for a few years. He's cocooned in the yeshiva. He's sitting in Har Hashem, right? And he's prepared. He prepares himself whatever he needs to be able to leave at yeshiva to go out into the Noisim Anachnu. Right? He's on his way. Everything is like set up. It's great. And then something happens along the way. It just doesn't work. Something happens along the way. It just doesn't work. You have the people that live. I mean, we have all the plans, all the best, you know, the best laid plans of mice and men, you know, and it doesn't seem to go. So you say, well, we didn't plan well, so maybe that's true, but we didn't plan, we don't really understand the challenges. Maybe Kosh Baruch Hu does understand the challenges. doesn't have a plan well, and there's a whole musig of there's a whole way that they should travel, that they should travel dafkin the golem, whatever that gives them, whatever that was. And there's an onan, and there's the chatzaitzus, and there's Moshe, and there's so much put in place, and there's an aron bris Hashem going in front of them, which is the aron which goes out to Mochama. It goes out in front of them, and makes everything flat, and everything it's all planned out, and it doesn't work. And you have this heartbreaking story from here to the end of the sefer, almost. So I'm not going to suggest to you that I know what the problem is. But this is the problem. And had they had not this problem, everything would have been fine. And Klai Yisrael, you know, reduce it to one soundbite and, you know, one liner from Yisrael Salanter. This is the Mida. Had they worked in this, he would have solved all of Klai Yisrael's problems. I'm not going to tell you that. There's a Gemara in Brachos, but I'm almost going to tell you that. Because I'm not saying it. There's a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara says that we say in the Brachos of Tachonin, Samotishav say Tachon and Tonu. So Chazal say why over there? I mean, it doesn't seem to see any clear connection between Tachon. Rishon gave us Rishon was Mavdil between the. It has to do with the mercy, because without das of dolaminai, without the meat of das, it's impossible to be mapped. So the havdola, which is talking about over there, are fairly concrete. There's kaddish shachol, there's aron choshech, yisrael amim. The havdola which we need to do in our lives is the havdola between the right choice and the wrong choice. And for the ability to choose the right choice and not the wrong choice, we need das. And there's something which we have in our lives which takes away our das. And that's bilbul das, not menuchas and nefesh, etc. Fascinating Rambam. Did somebody tell me for a Rambam model? Fascinating Rambam. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Deis. So Rambam refers to what we mentioned before. Rambam refers to the what we call midos. He refers to them as deos. So we think of deus, doesn't have the fancy one, even an unfancy one. Any one is good. Thank you. So we spoke the idea that a mid is called a mid because it's measured. Thank you. Right. Rama calls them deus for a fairly similar reason. Each person has a different way of looking at things. This one is closer to this. There's a person who is inclined to getting angry. He remains placid. It's a placid person. He doesn't get angry. If he does get angry, he gets angry one time over many years. He's a big balgaiva, Yeshua Shvaruch Beyoser, he's a big onav, Yeshua Baltaiva, etc., etc., etc. Okay, he goes to this very list of the different options. He says that the Derech HaYeshora is, that's Aloha Aleph. Aloha Dali says Derech HaYeshora, the proper path, is famous Ramam, Himida Benanis, Shekuchal Deya Bedeya, Mekol Deya Sheyeshal Dod. So you should be in the middle. Don't be a person who spends too easily. Don't be a person who's a tight one. Don't be a person who doesn't get anything at all. Okay. Now he says, by Kas, like a person doesn't feel anything at all. You want to do it in order that people should get a message. They shouldn't do it again. And the Rambam continues and he says that because when a person does get angry, it should be kasa panim, b'lo kasa lev, etc. Now, the Rambam contrasts the meter of kas, the opposite meter of kas is daito miyushev asolov. Daito miyushev asolov. His das is settled. The problem with kas, the problem with kas is that your das is not miyushev. The opposite of kas in the Rambam's world is yishuv adas. Of kas is yishuv adas. Person, his mind is settled. Kas is when a person loses his thought process. The Bali Musar, in Kelim specifically, they made their biggest avodah was menuchas nefesh. Menuchas nefesh, the point wasn't don't get angry. That's not the point. The point is what's wrong with getting angry? You get angry, you don't think properly. You're not thinking. There's no das there. The Chabas Chaim says in Shiras Alosha, in place he says he brings the Gemara and more in the Dorm verses that a person kolakoyes kol minig gehenim shaltim. But a person has anger, he has all types of gehenim. So he says, like, how many types of gehenim are there? How many do you need already? Like you know. So they burn them and they freeze them and then they cut them into half. They boil them in oil. They boil them in water. I mean, like, you know, how many different types do you need? Like, what's the point? She says like this: every vera gets its own gehenim. What the Gemara really is saying, the person who's a kayas ends up doing all the veras. He says because even though it's a person who bats him who's beyond this avera, this avera is not really in his tchum. It's not something which really he's not really grappling with this avera. He doesn't have any story in that area. But once he loses his das, anything can happen. If you have no thought process and you're not thinking properly, so then everything's open. So mainly you end up getting all the different types of gehenim eventually, because you know, a person who's benature, a person who, so one time will do this of area and that area, so eventually he gets a chance to sample all the different areas of gehenim. Lucky guy, right? Chazal said it, and this is, you know, nowadays, Baruch Hashem, you know, we have our musicians are very big belly tested, and they want to make sure that we understand very important yisodas in life. So remember when they came out with the Klal Gadol Batero, she said something like this, it was like such a chasher bazak, the first Ramah became a song, they sang about chasnas. So there's also Gemara, there's a Gemara in the Dorm, the Gemara says that Do Koni Ma Chaser, right? The person has das, what is he missing? Dollar bay ma bay or dollar koni ma koni. They have two gears in the Gemara over there, right? It's a song, right? You never know, people most of it don't know the words of the song. It's actually a Gemara, right? It's also, it happens also to be a Gemara besides being a song, right? But the Gemara says a person has das. So what's he missing? If he doesn't have das, what does he have? Does the Gemara? What happens? So one way that a person loses das is kas. But a person loses das when he's scared. You can't think straight. Person loses das when something happens very suddenly. He's overwhelmed with the different choices. He can't think. There's a very big accepted concept in social work and in psychology that a person who's going through a crisis should not make any major decisions. Which sometimes is very not fair because that's exactly what he needs to make major decisions. But the problem is you can't make major decisions when your mind is not thinking, is not settled to think. So it's okay, person just passed away, and should the widow say, should I stay here, should I move to somewhere else? You know, now is not the time to make that decision. Say, so, okay, you've got this big payment, so we invested in this, invested in that. Like, you can't make that decision right now. You don't have the yeshiva das to make that decision. Klal Yisrael is all of a sudden leaving Har Hashem, and they're on the way to Eretz Yisrael. And they send the miraglim, and we tend to dumb down the miraglim to our level. And Chazal said that these were the tzaddikim, the salosim shebehem. Rashi says these were the finest ones. They were sifted out amongst them from all the best. One of the fortunes says, you know, you look at the order. You know, what's the order? It doesn't seem to be a logical order. So one, the thing, if I recall correctly, the supporter says they were listed in order of their godless. It's a pretty scary statement. Where you see, if you look where Kalin was and where Yeshua was, they weren't number one and number two. And it's not godless that they were. So what was the problem? Well, it's an unfortunate learning. You know, one of the Mephoshim learns that they understood that the conquer Eretz Yisrael is a tremendous ruchnis accomplishment. And they were given a charge to go to Eretz Yisrael and to see how, find the way that Klai Yisrael will be able to maintain their connection to ruchnis, which is needed to be able to overcome the challenges which are presented to them. So you chose the biggest experts in ruchnis and Klai Yisrael. And they're going to Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to figure out how is Klai Yisrael going to be able to keep their mind focused. You know, they see this guy coming at them. So, you know, the famous Maaseh with the Brisker Rav. The Rebbe Shlomo Chaim says that a person concentrates on Ein Adam Mulvado, no being in the world has power over him. If he focuses on the concept, that doesn't say the words, but he focuses on the idea there's nothing but a Kodesh Baruch Hu, nothing in the Bria has any power over him. Okay, so that's, you know, that's a very good thing to know, right? So the Brisker Rav was someone who was escaping from Europe. He told his son, or at least he was traveling with him, he says, just focus on Ein Adam Mulvado. So they're going across the bridge, and there's German soldiers there on the other side of the bridge. And these two Jews walking, looking like Jews. Brisker Rav did not cut his beard or his bayis. He's looking like a Jew walking across the bridge, and there's Nazi guards over there. And he's seeing Ein Adam Mulvado. There's nothing good there. I don't see the Nazi guards. They didn't see Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now his poor son, he was Chashar Tamal Chacham, was getting a little bit nervous. So Brisker Rav conflicts something funny where he says, you know, grabs his hand like you're not thinking. Now, I don't know about you, but I have a difficult time focusing on Ein Adam Mulvado at that moment. It's a great eitzah, you know. But when the guy stops you in the middle of the alley, he pulls a gun on you, one second, listen, if I think Ein Adam Mulvado, he can't kill me. So I say, one second, Ein Adam Mulvado. It doesn't work because I can't think when I'm nervous. Right? So the Rebbe Shlomo sounds like a great eitzah, but it works for people who have trained themselves for years and years and years to keep their focus. It doesn't work for Eli Reingold to the world. So Klais is going to go into there. They're going to see this, you know, this Jack and the Beanstalk, you know, the giant. You know, he sees this guy who makes, you know, your knees tremble. Ein Adam Mulvado. Can Klais do it? Can they handle it? So this is what they wanted. This is how Isaac Sher learns. That was the purpose of the Shiluch of the Miracle. What agents can we give Klai Yisrael to be able to, let's see what the challenges are. What agents we can, as the Reifei HaNefesh, the Rambam says, you go to the Reifei HaNefesh. What agents can we give to Klai Yisrael to be able to maintain their Yeshiva Das and keep their focus? And if they do, they'll win. But they have to keep the Yeshiva Das. And Klai Yisrael wasn't able to do it. So right away, this is, you know, we're scared. You know, it's a whole new experience. What's going to be? They couldn't handle it. They lost their yeshiva das. And once you lose yeshiva das, you start doing the wrong thing. You do the wrong thing. You do another wrong thing. You flail. You try a different idea. And you're grasping at straws. The Reb Dessler writes in the Al-Khaitz, he suggests, you know, Al-Khaitz, you see from the paragraph before that the main purpose point of the Al-Khaitz is not the specific Aveira, but we're talking about the idea of the Saluma Sisre. They're the hidden things inside of us. These are the subconscious things which are causing us to do Aveiras. So you have to look in the Al-Khaitz. What's the problem? He says, the last one, he says, he feels it's the Karl of all of them, is B'Simran Levov. We're Tamei, we're bewildered. We allow ourselves to be bewildered means we allow ourselves to lose our Yeshiva Das. We lose that focus, which allows us to sit and make intelligent decisions. We're good people. We want to make intelligent decisions, but we lose that focus. Next thing we know, we're making all these stupid ideas. Say about Blazer Levine, Zichl Racha. Blazer Levine was the Kahn Rabbonim. He was the head of the Nevada Rabbonim in Detroit. For many, many years. He was there for over 50 years in the city. People there were making him the Kalm. So people were made over there in all the 50 years. In the Vada Rabbanim, the other members of the Vada, etc. No matter what happened, he never got angry. So they asked him, like, what's this? He says, we think it came with like, this, you know. So he learned the Kalm. He said, he spent 7 years on this meter. There's nothing could get him out of his self-control to stay focused. So he could deal with the issue. because even deservedly so, whether the guy deserved it, I should get angry at him. But if I do that, I'm not going to be able to think clearly what I need to do. So I need to learn to be sure with myself, to understand what to do. So again, my point isn't anger. My point is anything can pull you out of the yeshiva das. They once asked the Alta tells the Rav, he says, which midah is the midah of Kerelus? He said in his way, he said, the midah of Seder. So we think Seder means the guy's organized, you know. So he open up his drawers, and, you know, the socks are on one side, and the undershirt's on the other side, you know, and, you know, Baruch Hashem, he closes the thing, he doesn't say hello to the son, he goes back home, everything is wonderful. Seder means that the person is in control. And that means he's able to pull out every meter that he needs when he needs it. So if I need right now to address something in a certain way, I can do that because I can make a decision because I'm in control. And the meter, which is the worst meter, is that you're not in control. Because then, like the Chazani says, without any difficulty, we're mitzuyonim. Baruch Hashem, we're all mitzuyonim. He says, without any effort, we can be mitzuyonim in kas, and in gaiva, and in taiva, and everything. That's natural. We're very good at it. Right. But Kozman, we're able to say, I know what I want to accomplish. I know where I want to go, and I can think beforehand what are the challenges which are going to come my way, and how am I going to deal with them. Fascinating. This is in the world of halacha, but you know, it's pashas. There's a ma'aser with the Ksav Sefer, so they presented him a shayla. Was a shayla, an iguna shayla. Iguna shayla, very chomer tikkur shayla. Being matar isha, husband not alive. Is he alive? Not alive. He shami matar isha's ish. Set him a shayla. A very complex shayla. Some Sefer sat down on the spot, answered the shayla, wrote the tshuva, gave it to his son to put in the post. The next day, the Ksav Sefer asks his son, the Ksav Sefer, who was quite a talmid chacham himself, did you post it? He said, no, he didn't post it. I said, why not? He says, I saw that the father, you know, answered so quickly, maybe he would possibly want to rethink his position, and so I didn't want to send it out yet. So he says, you're making a mistake. I didn't answer this shayla right now. So every gemara that I learn, every concept I learn on halacha, I sit there and I think about all the possible applications which could be as I'm learning the gemara. So I sit there and I think of possible tens and tens of applications of this yisrael in the Gemara, halakha l'maisa, what to do with it. And I think it all through then. This tshuva was written many years ago already, when I learned the Gemara. That's what the Chassam Sofer told his son. Okay, we're not the Chassam Sofer. But it's interesting, you look at they have a delicious sefer. If you can say delicious about a sefer, I'm sure that the person who wrote it would not be very unhappy with that title. They have it's called the Kisei Saba Mekelim. It's the Alter Mekelim's Ksovim. And there's another one which is Talmidim's Ksovim. I'm not sure that using the word delicious about a Sefer would be something which he wouldn't approve of. But okay. But he's not here. One of the outstanding meters of Kelim was Menuchas HaNefesh. So the Sefer, as opposed to his Machshava Sefer, this is like practical things l'maisa. The Iker of the Sefer was practical things l'maisa. The Kabbalahs that they used to make, etc. So, they used to make Kabbalahs that they have in Simon Yud/Yud Aleph. It's two parallel simonim. Zichron HaKabbalah miYom Kippur. This was a list of his Kabbalahs that he made for Yom Kippur, from Tav, Resh, Lamed, Aleph. Chatonu means mash oshin below cheshbon. We do without thinking. Chet means it's just portion. It's chaser. It's not a full thought process. That's the chet. Hatshuva lahochin l'sadam mikarim kol eis mashiyasa. The person to think before what's going to happen next. The mashu. In Sark Level Bashuk. If I need to go, where am I going? What might happen while I'm there? How am I going to deal with it? Because Yehovah Shom, the Shom Yasa came, when I get to my place, what am I planning to do? If I'm planning to speak to them, what am I planning to tell them? I have to wash my hands, I have to make four brachas, when I bench, this is what I, so I'm, I had a conversation with somebody. I told you over the story. My Rebbe one time told me a shayla. Somebody came to him. He said Marav. They said Baruch was Marav. He said Baruch. The person started davening Marav, and somewhere he realized he was holding an Uvenei Yerushalayim Merkav. This from Heirov Yemeinu. Baruch Ato Hashem. Right. Bnei Berachim of Yerushalayim. Amen. Right. So Rebbe said, "What happened?" It was very simple. You know, davening was his nusach was. He says davening is like you put in a cassette tape, right? In a place. So he put in the wrong cassette tape. You know, he was supposed to put in the Mara cassette tape. He put the wrong thing. It happened. You know, well, you put the wrong. You want to play a tape? You put in the wrong tape, right? So I told this to somebody. He said, "Yeah, it happened to me recently." You know, he says, "I washed for a meal. I had guests over." All tells me, he said, I made an alms a dime when I washed, and I came to pick up the moitzi. Baruch Hashem, I came to my I shared some of the tivon, and until I said, I'm on the moitzi, on the bread. Like, and he corrected me, you know, like it was pretty embarrassing. He said, he held these guests there, right? Right? That's the same problem. It's something being done without thought. Now, that's a tremendously challenging thing for us. So I'm not asking if we do every single detail of our lives. But the musig that there are challenges which are coming up, and we think about the challenges, and we figure out how we're going to deal with them. So therefore, when the moment comes and it's overwhelming, right? So I don't have to think about it then, because I'm talking mavobal. But I'm not mavobal because I know it. I already thought about it. I've planned ahead. See, he brings over here in a different year of Kabbalah, different set of Kabbalahs. This is Simon. So here it says, Menuchas and Nefesh. We don't prepare for Yom and the Roim. You just have to train yourself one thing. Do things with Seichel and with Das. Do things with thought. That's all you have to do. That's it. Solves all the problems. Don't allow things to overwhelm us. Which is that shat tadei mishal shtus. That's what Chazal says. Princess tadei mishal shtus. That's what they're referring to. And the bottom they bring a lot of the person put it out would give you footnotes to other places where he spoke about these things. And they bring it from Ksav Yad. Mokamach Kosev. Reishis Hashmira Lefanas Daito Machshavta Miroiv Mirutzosa Mahevli. Don't just keep letting it flow. We constantly get overwhelmed by things, and we just do things out of hastily. So everything is like mixed up and etc. You can't be a true yore and true maimon if you don't have menuchas and nefesh. You haven't trained yourself to be in control, to let yourself think how you want to approach something. That, I suggest, is the challenge that Klal Yisrael was presented with. That's what we're presented with all the time. That's our lives. Right? The Rosh Hashanah wants us to grow, so we have it all planned out how it's supposed to happen. All of a sudden, it doesn't happen like that. You know, we want to write the script, and the script doesn't happen like that. My script. I like to be very intelligent. I like to be a big mathman. I have the script. I said that I am that. I'm going to sit down and learn about Sonar Rabbah today. That's the plan. Until the guy comes over to me, tells me something. Wow, that's really interesting. Really, tell me more. It wasn't a real plan because I wasn't really in control. It was like a fake plan. I told myself that I'm going to do. Because this, I have to be a person who's thought out. So I thought out and I figured out, etc. That's not the point. Is if I haven't addressed and thought through how I'm going to deal with the real challenge that's going to come my way, as best as I can, the real challenges. So Vaitra, I'm going to be mavobal and end up doing what I now. Why did I do that? Why did I choose with this guy right now? I didn't want to do that, but here I am, a half an hour later, still choosing with the guy. And once you start, it's very hard to stop. So we spoke about is maybe this issue of rotzen. Maybe I really don't mind the spiritual thing. That might be the issue. But if I really, really want, someone said, happened still. What happened? I didn't think through beforehand the challenges which I know are going to come my way. I mentioned this once. I did. I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara. It's terrible. It bothers me so much. I never speak Lashon Hara anymore. Finished. No more Lashon Hara. Kabbalah, Gemura, Chazak, etc. See, you know, this usually happens in Yom Kippur by Neil or Baruch Hashem. Next day he goes home and says, "New. So what's new in the Silver Spring, Maryland? Like, so what's going on with the Rebbeim and your yeshiva? Like, you know, okay, now they don't know what's, they've heard of Silver Spring. They don't know, they what's new in yeshiva? They don't, anything interesting happen in your yeshiva? Like, what's going on with the Rebbeim over there? Like, you know, they really on the ball? Like, what are you going to do? Have you worked out a plan? How are you going to deal with that? If you haven't, you live in Silver Spring? Like, why? Such a weird place, right? Yeah, it's a weird place. Okay, I'm not sure the hell that's more to say. You know, you have to figure that. I you know, I have a right to say it. You'll say, listen about yourself. But, you know, you'll say, listen about a Malkum. Yeah, you know, the guys over there are really, you know, I don't know, geeky, nerdy, whatever line you want to pull in over there, right? You know, I don't know, whatever line I'm going to, you know. So I made this Kabbalah Gemura, B'Hachlotza Gemura yesterday by Nila. I'm never going to speak Lashon Hara again. And here I am, it's 12 hours later, and I already did it. I didn't think through the challenges which are ahead of me. And then the moment hit me, I got overwhelmed. What am I supposed to say? I'm going to, like, look like weird? I don't talk about these things. We know what really goes on over there. You know, that's also Lashon Hara. So what am I going to say? You know, it's Avak Lashon Hara, right? I can't talk about it, you know. You know, I don't talk about those type of things. Halachically, it's more usher. I don't have the control. I'm not in the driver's seat. And no matter what plan you want to do, where you want to go, if you don't put your hands on the wheel, it's not going to happen. And we think putting our hands on the wheel is very simple. And that's the challenge. And it is not. And all of a sudden, our hands on the wheel, we know what we're going to do. All of a sudden, yeah, this car comes flying out from the side. What do you do then? I didn't think about that possibility. Right. All of a sudden, you know, there's a stop sign that you didn't, you know, the trees are blocking. There's a stop sign. Right? There's so many things which, so if I'm totally awake and totally aware and totally in control and totally focused, I have a fighting chance. Otherwise, I'm going through that stop sign. And of course, I'm not doing the speed limit, of course, right? You know, it's like, you know. So I would... If the tells the Rav said that is the Midah Kolelis, which allows us to access all the Midahs that we need. So maybe we can suggest that was a challenge. The Baruch Shem Davka challenged Klal Yisrael. Yeah, it's scary. So here, now it's going to be scary. So can you maintain your equilibrium when it's scary? And if you can, you can be the Yor and the Maimon that you're supposed to be. So people talk about the problem was a problem in Europe, the problem was a problem in Amunah. Yes, it was a problem in Yiras, a problem in Menuchas. Why was it a problem in Yiras? So that the Alter from Kalam says, because without Menuchas and Nefesh, you can't have Yiras, you can't have a Munah. That would be my suggestion.